Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing. Sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Ever since the breakup of the Soviet Union, there were 5 major ways of extension of NATO, and all of them back into what geopoliticians call the sphere of influence of the former Soviet Union, and all of these ways of enlargement, made Moscow complain about the West violating the unspoken agreements that NATO would not expand to eastward that were given to the Russian or then Soviet.
President Joe Biden has warned that there is a, quote, distinct possibility that Russia might invade Ukraine next month. Russia denies it is planning an attack, but President Putin said the standoff had not been resolved. A Kremlin statement said US and NATO responses did not take account of such key Russian concerns as preventing NATO expansion, non-deployment of strike weapon systems near Russian borders, or returning the alliance's military potential and infrastructure in Europe to positions existing in 1997. Shortly after Putin's comments, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance was ready to increase its presence in Eastern Europe to demonstrate its resolve. Mr. Stoltenberg said Russia was deploying thousands of combat-ready troops and missile systems into Belarus, which also borders Ukraine.
We are calling on Beijing to use its influence with Moscow to urge diplomacy, because if there is a conflict in Ukraine, it is not going to be good for China either. There will be a significant impact on the global economy. There'll be a significant impact in the energy sphere. And it will be all the harder for all of us to get back to what we should be doing, which is building back better.
The US rejected a key Moscow demand that NATO rule out Ukraine joining the defense alliance, but insisted it was offering Russia a diplomatic path. On Friday, Joe Biden said that he will be moving US troops to Eastern Europe as the tensions continue to rise. The Pentagon has already placed about 8,500 US troops on standby for possible deployment to the territory, as there is heightened alert of possible military action by Russia. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to arrange a call with Putin this week to ask him to step back from a potential invasion. And next.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court. It's long overdue in my view. I made that commitment during the campaign for president, and I will keep that commitment.
US President Joe Biden has affirmed that he will appoint a black woman to the US Supreme Court for the first time in history. The eventual nominee will take up a seat to be vacated by Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, who has announced that he will retire in June. Appearing with Justice Breyer on Thursday, Biden promised a replacement with the experience and integrity needed for the role. The US Supreme Court is the highest court in the country. Justices are expected to serve for life, or at least until retirement. The court decides the outcome of major cases, including constitutional cases, and was founded in 1789 in Article 3 of the Constitution. With the announcement of Justice Brevard's resignation, it provides the Democrats the opportunity to put another liberal judge on the court. During President Trump's term, he was able to appoint three Supreme Court justices, the most since Ronald Reagan's four appointments in the 80s. Biden said that he will announce his selection by the end of February, at which point his appointment will go before the Senate, where they will need a three-fifths supermajority to be confirmed for the role. Three judges are considered top contenders, including Kent G. Brown Jackson, who is widely believed to be the top contender to replace Justice Brevard, Leandra Kruger, who is in her eighth year on the California Supreme Court, and Juliana Michelle Childs, who has served on the federal bench in South Carolina since 2010.
The president has stated and reiterated his commitment to nominating black women to the Supreme Court, and certainly stands by that.
We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's more than 4.5 million people in Tigray. That's 83% of the population are food insecure, with 2 million of them suffering severely. This is the most detailed analysis of food insecurity in 6 months. It also shows rising hunger in the neighboring regions of Amhara and Afar, with the World Food Programme saying there's effectively a blockade on humanitarian activities in the area. Fighting has been taking place there since November 2020.
Ethiopian federal government forces have been battling rebels from the northern Tigray region since November 2020 in a conflict that has killed thousands of people. For a lot of that time, much of Tigray has been cut off, making it hard to deliver vital aid and medical supplies. Banks have also been shut, meaning that people cannot access savings or funds to pay others. A UN report highlighted that severe hunger was hitting ever more people in Tigray. It says that 2.2 million people are suffering an extreme lack of food. Half of all pregnant and breastfeeding women are suffering from malnutrition, the UN's World Food Programme WFP survey found.
I have seen the targeting of public infrastructure like schools and hospitals. I have seen terrible brutalities. But the destruction about Tigray is all of them come together in the space, in the same space and time.
Some of the nurses and doctors at the biggest hospital in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region are having to beg for food to feed themselves. Doctors and nurses have not been spared from the suffering. Personal accounts have reported that they have not been paid for 8 months, forcing them to find other ways of supporting their families. Overall, in Tigray and the other two regions affected by the months of fighting, Amhara and Afar, 9 million people need some form of food assistance. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.